in this bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump hours away from proposing a deal to end a partial government shutdown. A large uncontrolled blaze continues in central Tasmania. And in Australian Open action, Ash Barty, Australia's last great singles hope as she heads into the fourth round. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Heidemann. US President Donald Trump is reportedly set to propose a deal meant to end a 29-day partial government shutdown. The deal is believed to offer a compromise with Democrats on immigration, but sticks to Mr. Trump's demand for funding for a border wall. Vice President Mike Pence, White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and a senior White House advisor, have been instrumental in crafting the deal. Meanwhile, the US president says there's been progress towards a trade deal with China, but Mr. Trump has denied that he's considering lifting tariffs on Chinese imports. The Chinese vice premier will visit the United States later this month for the next round of trade negotiations with Washington. Mr. Trump says he's happy with the process so far.
We've really had a very extraordinary number of meetings, and a deal could very well happen with China. It's going very well, I would say about as well as it could possibly go.
A large uncontrolled blaze raging across multiple fronts in central Tasmania is among scores of fires continuing to burn across the state. The Tasmania Fire Service says a watch and act alert remains in place for an uncontrolled fire at Central Plateau. It warns smoke and ash falling could threaten homes before the main fire. The fire has been burning since Monday. Hundreds of people in support of pill testing at raves and music festivals have marched in Sydney in a bid to pressure the New South Wales government to allow the practice. Organisers say politicians and police have willfully ignored the mounting evidence that zero-tolerance drug policing does not work. Federal politicians, including Greens leader Richard Di Natale, attended the rally. He says the New South Wales government needs to do the right thing.
The Premier of New South Wales needs to answer not just to people within the community, but to the families of those young people who have tragically had their life cut short because she was too stubborn to put in place policies that we know would keep people alive.
The New South Wales government has been forced to defend its record following a new report pointing to mismanagement as the cause of mass fish deaths in the Murray-Darling. Up to a million fish died in the Darling River early last week when a cool change swept the region, killing off an existing algal bloom and depleting oxygen, which worsens water quality. A paper released by the Australian Institute says the drought may have been the catalyst for the critical ecological incident, but blame sits with state and federal governments and water agencies for mismanagement of the river. To sport now, tennis, and Novak Djokovic has booked an Australian Open fourth-round berth to keep his ambition of a record seventh title on track. World number one Simona Halepin says she's no longer intimidated by the daunting prospect of taking on Serena Williams ahead of their fourth-round blockbuster. Halep has won only one of nine previous clashes against the 23-time major winner. She's told the Nine Network she has enormous respect for the champion.
In my opinion, to be number one in the world and to be the best player in the world, it's a little bit different. In this moment, I'm number one in the world, so I will take that. I feel like I have there many months, many weeks, but for sure she's the best player in the world because she won so many Grand Slams. She's been a lot on number one, so I cannot compare my results to her. But in this moment, I'm confident that I'm in this position and I'm positive about it.
Ash Barty is Australia's last great hope as she takes on Russian drawcard Maria Sharapova in their fourth-round clash. Barty is the last local standing in the singles after the elimination of men's wildcards Alexei Popyrin and Alex Holt in the third round last night. Popyrin lost an epic five-set match with Frenchman Lucas Pouille, while Bolt's shock run at Melbourne Park hit a roadblock in the form of world number four Alexander Zverev. Newcastle have brushed off suggestions the A-League top six is settled and their finals hopes are dead and buried. The Jets' luckless campaign took a big blow on Saturday when they were beaten 1-0 by Sydney FC after being reduced to 10 men. And Melbourne City's chances of bolstering their A-League attack are fading. City put in a typically miserly performance in keeping ladder leaders Perth Glory to a nil-all draw last night. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot, sunny, 41 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 33. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 24. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. Canberra, partly cloudy, 34. Wollongong, overcast, 24. Sydney, cloudy, 26. Newcastle, cloudy, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, showers a possible storm and 33 degrees. This is SBS News.